The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Fitucci of Proxy Freedom. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management with special emphasis on retirement planning.
Consumer confidence slips as the U.S. labor market cools. Home prices continue to strengthen for the fifth straight month, but the rental market continues to run hot, with New York, Jersey City, and San Francisco rounding out the top three most expensive in the country. The average cost to rent a one-bedroom apartment, $3,960. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, 30-plus year financial manager and author, Pat Fitucci, and I am Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, certainly the news regarding what's happening in the retail sector beginning to be troublesome. We know that Nordstrom's has shuttered its doors in Union Square. Gump's is making noises that it might potentially disappear from the San Francisco scene. And then we see reports such as what's referred to by Best Buy suggesting it's going to be a less than delightful Christmas season, all raising questions about the impact of the retail sector on investors. Let's talk a bit about that.
The decline and the deterioration of the fabric of what San Francisco used to be, sadly, is a subject of many national news TV shows of late. And so you never want to be on the top story on the 6 o'clock news in Albuquerque or in Baltimore, Maryland, or Miami, Florida, that talks about the decline. I think there's a special called San Francisco, which points out the sad realities of this beloved city that we've enjoyed for so many years. And now you mentioned Nordstrom is gone after 30 years, a 30-year lease that they had signed, and they decided to close their doors. And the mayor, interestingly, is suggesting we consider converting that to a soccer arena. That's pretty bizarre from where I sit, but I'm not a city manager of any kind, not sure how a soccer stadium would work out in the former Nordstrom. So we've got some very different kinds of thinking, not sure if it's realistic or not, or if it would work. From a tourism point of view, a safety and crime point of view, the numbers do not look good. It's pretty threatening the environment. So we wish San Francisco well. It needs to get back on track and reverse some of these trends. Speaking of declining numbers, China, who is one of our major competitors, it was alleged to be soon to be the number one largest economy on the planet. I think that's been postponed 4 or 5 or 6 years down the road. It was scheduled to overtake us from a size point of view in the next year or two. Well, with COVID and some serious implications, manufacturing is returning to the US in a big, big way. I think the 25% tariff that we basically equaled what China was putting on our imports, we put on our exports. And so the tide has changed, and more manufacturing gladly is coming back to our country. In China, 25% of the youth are unemployed. There are factories, brand new factories, that are sitting idle. And so there's some serious growth patterns that have slowed down considerably. Certainly COVID and their strong position on locking people into their apartment buildings for months at a time, in retrospect, was probably not the smartest thing to do. But they took a strong position on lockdowns for COVID. The commensurate fallout is being felt as we speak. So China's economy clearly slowing to the point of being a big concern. We really have a symbiotic relationship with China. They need us and we need them. Their labor is still less expensive than ours. And our consumer confidence is starting to fall after the last month or so, dropped nearly 8 points in August from a downwardly revised July reading. So the short-term outlook fell to a level that historically signals a recession. So we've talked about a soft landing. I'm still of the camp that we will have a soft landing, but the interim numbers don't look as encouraging as they did, let's say, a month or so ago. Farmers insurance laying off 11% of its workforce. Well, if you're not writing business, Craig, you don't need as many people. 2,400 employees in effort to restructure the company for long-term growth, they got pink slips. And so that's always a difficult time to lose that many people. But when the insurance picture does not look as rosy as it once did, that's sadly the ensuing result. And the report shows that U.S. housing market continued to strengthen, surprisingly, given interest rates for mortgages are around 7.3%. So this is the fifth straight month in a row we've seen housing markets continue to strengthen. Well, there's very little inventory on the market. That's probably a consequence of that. But the latest Case-Shiller 20-city price index rose nearly 1% in June. Chicago, Cleveland, and New York led the way for a second month, posting the highest price gains among the top 20 cities. Always interesting to watch the real estate market. It is such a cascading, large ramification on other industries that we always have to study and carefully watch the housing market, both new home sales and existing home sales.
Pat, give us your insights in relationship to the announcement by Best Buy that despite they've exceeded their own expectations in the last quarter, they're predicting a possible 6% drop come Q4, which seems to suggest a soft holiday shopping season. And of course, the tech sector, now that Apple's announcing the release shortly of their brand new iPhone, would suggest to me perhaps that this effort at trying to deal with runaway inflation is working. And of course, that also means, though, some potential difficult times for retailers, especially as they look into Q4 and hoping to improve the overall challenging year that we've seen in 2023.
Yeah, retailers generally have about 50% of their revenue comes during the Christmas season. So if this doesn't bode well, it certainly puts a cloud over any excitement heading into the Christmas season. By the way, Costco was selling Christmas trees last week, Craig. So I don't know. I should send you my Christmas wish list so you can get started earlier. I don't want you to find inventory problems if you're looking for that expensive gift for me this year.
I appreciate the opportunity to beat the holiday rush. Now, Pat, yeah. let me ask you this just before we wrap up the segment. As we look at these broader questions, specifically as it relates to investors, does it begin to signal a time as we head into the fourth quarter to review positions and certainly take a look at questions related to sector rotation as we begin to see some of these challenges beginning to appear within the economy?
Yeah, as we get into the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, it's certainly a time to pull our statements out and get a grasp your participation in certain sectors of the economy based on the new evidence that we're seeing and the position of the Federal Reserve, inflation numbers, interest rate numbers. Interest rates have spiked. If you remember, just about 18 months ago, Craig, we were at 2% and change for a mortgage. Now we're at 7% and change for a mortgage. So it really is complete reevaluation of markets that you may be participating in today and adjusting it to look at the realities of where we're going to be in the beginning of 2024. It is an election year, presidential election year. So that puts a whole different tone on the stock market, those industries that will be more participative than others. So yeah, it's a great time to evaluate your portfolio and potentially make adjustments based on the last 8 months or so, and then considering where the markets are going in the fourth quarter and the first and second quarter of next year.
And as perhaps you'd like to avoid the holiday rush as well, why not avoid the rush toward the end of the year to review your current positions? Take some time to get a sense of where you're at today, and are you indeed on track with your long-term plans for retirement? Take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review in any of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom. To do so, it's easy. Just call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or easier still, you can schedule your appointment online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com or toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area's offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com. You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Proxy Freedom, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.